This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the big rigs. Plus, Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so you get your letters delivered today. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling their gas and diesel products, so you got petrol to operate in your vehicles. Now, follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social, the same exact way, at Captain's America on all of them. And on Twitter, we're there at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us this morning, Monday morning, from the panhandle of Florida, where it might be very warm today, we have none other than Frank Salvato. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I think it is going to be warm up there today, isn't it?
It's going to be, let's see, surface of the sun hot for the next couple of days.
Okay, that's what I thought, because you're going to be warmer up there than we are, I think. Anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to start with the January 6th thing because of what Adam Schiff did yesterday. You know, what amazes me is the media is ignoring the Kavanaugh story and the threats against the justices and all that, but yet here comes Adam Schiff again, and he says that the committee has got apparently enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump. Wow.
Yeah, it's like we just put the needle back at the beginning of the record. I know I date myself by using a record reference, but this is all Schiff knows how to say.
He's a liar.
It's what he said about everything for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got evidence. Oh, there's a boatload of evidence. Bombshell evidence. He's like the National Enquirer of politicians.
Yep.
And that's giving the National Enquirer a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times has he said he's got bombshell evidence? Bombshell this.
Mm-hmm.
And smoking gun that. So Adam Schiff speaks, I yawn.
Mm-hmm.
It usually means that they don't have it.
Yep.
And let's add to that the fact that this is really an illegitimate committee.
Correct.
Because they did not allow the minority party to seat people on their panel. Nancy Pelosi cherry-picked the people who might as well be Democrats anyway.
Yep.
This is not sanctioned by the U.S. House of Representatives. It's out of the Speaker's office. And it's being pushed by the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into a midterm election and a general election where Democrats have done nothing but pass things that are detrimental to the well-being of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of their policies is destroying the economy, destroying the wealth of families, destroying retirements. It's making the dollar plummet in its value, so they have to deflect.
Yep.
And you are absolutely right when you said, you know, the media is ignoring people who are threatening U.S. Supreme Court justices and their children.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, the laws on the books that prevent this from happening are not being enforced. But we want to talk to bug-eye Schiff?
Mm.
You know, this is disingenuousness on a new level with the media and Democrats.
And let's go.
So Adam Schiff speaks, I yawn.
And let's go there for a minute with the people on the streets in front of the judges' houses. That is a violation of a federal law. It is a felony to be there doing what they're doing. Now, if I was a police officer, especially a young officer, and usually those guys want to make a name for themselves, right?
No,
let's say you got a hundred felony arrests you're looking at out on the street in front of you, right? Go out there and arrest every single one of them, throw them in jail, and let God sort them out.
Well, I'm not going to lay that at the feet of the patrolman because
no.
Caca rolls downhill,
yep.
And the DA gets 1,000 prosecutions. You're going to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
That said, why are we selectively enforcing laws?
Yep.
Not only are they violating federal law, dude. So Virginia, they're violating state law.
Yep.
And we've got, I thought, an attorney general in Virginia who's a Republican.
Yep.
Who ran on upholding the Constitution and everything else.
He's the first Latino that got elected to that position. Yep.
Well, where is he?
Don't know.
Enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
He can send the state troopers in tomorrow to say this can't stand. They're threatening children. They're violating a state law for being out in front of a private house to protest anyway. That should be enforced.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're starting to threaten children? Where is this guy, and why isn't he acting?
I'd like to know, but we'll have to wait till after the break to find out. So don't go anywhere, folks. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is a website. Go over there, check it out. Check out his podcast, the great articles that he writes. And in the meantime, we'll be right back with more right after these messages. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call or from the Moss Nissan flagship store up there in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a vehicle up there. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up in the upper Midwest, the Northeast, all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. A person I met there that bought a car for his daughter going to the University of Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their stated goal is to be the best in the nation at what they do. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you also can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, accessories you might want. By the way, clean trade-ins, oh boy, got them. And some of the trade-ins, some of the used cars right now are worth as much as 50% more than they were a year ago. Holy smokes. Some of the cars are probably worth more than what they were paid for, as a matter of fact. But anyway, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54 Newport Richey. Plus, you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, that's right, the all-new Moss Nissan being built up in Brooksville. It'll be open early in July. And that's right there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the street. Now, you can find them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for some more savings. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You know, a pair of senators, including about 10 Republicans, have announced a breakthrough on a gun control deal. Now, let's kind of establish something here to begin with. If you look at the Second Amendment to the Constitution, our rights shall not be infringed when it comes to the Second Amendment. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
And
it's a directive. There's no way around it. It's as clear as a bell.
And the intent, as we have seen it before, was to allow the states to make the decisions on what was to happen. Is that correct?
Well, it's not an intent. It's a directive.
Okay.
Anything not enumerated in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is reserved per the 10th Amendment to the states.
So we have the federal government trying to say you can't have an AR-15, you can't have a magazine with more than 10 rounds in it, you can't have this, you can't have that, blah, 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 blah. That it is not up to them, is it, from what my understanding is?
No, it's not, and it's clear. It's not even open to interpretation. It's clear. The Bill of Rights makes it clear. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and the 10th Amendment says anything not enumerated here shall be left to the states. But this is what we've been talking about increasingly over the years, is that the federal government has consistently overstepped their authority to create laws on which they shouldn't be creating laws. This is not a law that anything that has to do with guns shouldn't and isn't the purview of the federal government. Period. Dot. The states make those rules. So when you have a federal database and the federal government says you can't and the federal government is restricting you from doing this, it's a clear and blatant violation of the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not saying go out there and everybody, a kid gets born, give them a gun. I'm not saying that. This is a matter of law. This is a matter of constitutionality. The federal government does this every single time on every single issue. These idiots gather in Washington, and they go, oh, something must be done, so I'm going to craft a bill and introduce it. Did you look at the Constitution, moron?
No.
You're not supposed to be creating legislation on this issue because it's reserved to the states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is how the federal government encroaches onto the freedoms of everybody in every issue. Whether it's left or right, we've got to start looking at the people in Washington and say, that's not your purview. You don't get to do that. And the Supreme Court, it's time that they become a little bit proactive with the legislators. They are a co-equal branch of government, even if they're the weakest branch of government, saying it's unconstitutional for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to wait for a lawsuit to come ahead of it. They can rule. They can issue opinions. It's what they do. There should be no federal gun laws. It's not their purview. And these 10 Republicans, every single time the media wants to thump on gun crime, and conspicuously, they never want to talk about Chicago. Ever.
No. And
they
by the way,
we have to restrict gun ownership. We have to restrict law-abiding gun ownership. Law-abiding people should have to be restricted from getting guns. How about if we restrict gangbangers from getting guns?
Right. Now, I've got some of the names here, the Republicans, and I'll point something out here that it just dawned on me. Number one, Senator Lindsey Graham. Number two, Senator Mitt Romney. Number three, Senator John Cornyn. Number four, Senator Tom Tillis. Number five, Senator Richard Burr. Number six, Senator Roy Blunt. Number seven, Senator Bill Cassidy. Susan Collins in Maine. Rob Portman in Ohio. Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. There's a bunch of these people that are retiring. They're not running for re-election, so what the hell do they care?
Well, they're voting the way they want to vote because that's the way they feel they've wanted to vote for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so their true colors come out now that they're not running again. But that means they never adhered to the Constitution in the first place. So all of them have violated their oath of office, because every one of them takes an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States. So they either exist in violation of that oath, or they're constitutionally illiterate, in which case they shouldn't have held office in the first place. But one thing is for sure, they're acting out of this political emotion that the left has thrust us into this last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not thinking with their constitutional head. They don't have the authority to rule on the Second Amendment. They don't. It's clear. But yet they're going to keep doing this stuff until we, the people, push back hard. And the only way we can do that is to make sure that our... In Florida, I'd like to see Governor DeSantis say anything that comes out that gets passed and codified into federal law that has anything to do with the Second Amendment is nullified. We don't recognize it.
Well,
we don't recognize it, Florida. I want to see Abbott do it. I want to see Noem do it. I want to see every responsible, Constitution-loving governor in this country invoke nullification. And then, guys, get on board with the Convention of States so you can start getting Washington back to the Constitution.
Well, let me give you an example of something that's here in the federal level and then point something out. The plan calls for an enhanced review process for younger gun buyers, for buyers under the age of 21. They require an investigative period to review juvenile and mental health records, including checks with state databases and local law enforcement. Gee, guys, that's the law in Florida.
Yeah, I don't care if a federal law says that you get a free piece of bazooka bubble gum every time you go and get vetted. They don't have the purview to do that. That's what you do when you get a firearm owner's identification card at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is redundant. And when you hear the word redundant, think gun laws. Think anything that isn't in the true purview of the federal government. Think Department of Education. Think the EPA. Think a lot of these things that we shouldn't be involved in. The states are supposed to have purview over this, not the federal government. They don't have a right to make these laws. It's outside what the Constitution says they're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to have a central government in the United States. The framers despised it and went to war in the Revolution to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted the states to be the most powerful government in your life, not the federal government. We've got it flipped today where the federal government says, eat and we eat, kneel and we kneel. Not supposed to be that way.
All right, well, hold that thought, Frank. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we do, we're going to talk about the red flag laws. Nobody said anything about that, but we're going to tell you about that. And there's something in there that I'll bet you didn't know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession, even if most people are unaware of it. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. We'll be talking to Frank in just a second here. Don't go anywhere. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And I've been taking your product for just about 8 years now on a regular basis. I take it because of the problems that I have, and this stuff works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain over a period of time. I take it in the morning, and it starts to work and right away, and it stays with me most of the day. And occasionally, if I have to have it again, I'll take it later in the afternoon or early in the evening, whatever the case may be. Boom, done, finish, over, end of story. Now, the reason this works the way it does is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients. They help to support the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it goes right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Remember, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. For $19.95, you can get it all started. That's a three-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. Get it started today and see if they can help you like they've helped me. All right. Frank Salvato, Underground USA, is with us. And, Frank, we're going to wrap up this discussion about the new, quote, gun law. by talking about the red flag provision they're talking about. You ready?
Yeah,
you're going to love this. Notably, the framework bill includes a so-called red flag provision, allowing for resources to states and tribes to create and administer laws that help ensure deadly weapons are kept out of the hands of individuals whom a court has determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others, according to a news release on Sunday. Now, currently, they go on to say, 19 states and Washington, D.C. have red flag laws on the books, which have been described as unconstitutional because they violate the Constitution's due process clause and give too much power to judges.
Well, and they're right. And the due process clause, not just a federal violation of the due process clause, but there's a due process clause in every state constitution as well. So they violate the state constitutions, which are increasingly irrelevant today because we have moved away from constitutional law. Thank you, Harvard and Princeton, during the Woodrow Wilson administration for going to precedent law instead of sticking with constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
Another giant turn in this country away from Americanism. You know, the red flag laws, I get that we want to be on the lookout for people who may need help in our society, and it is our job to keep our eyes open about that. But you can't just violate someone's laws because you think something. You got to prove it first. Fourth Amendment says you are secure in your person and your property, and you need to have a warrant before you can do anything like that. You just don't drop a dime. You know, we see this all the time with DCFS as well, where somebody, Mrs. Kravitz, sees something at store that she doesn't agree with, and she drops a dime on DCFS, and they come and make the family prove that something's not happening at the house. That's ridiculous. I get we need to look out for people who are abusing their children, but when the full weight of the government comes down onto a family because a nosy neighbor decides they saw something they didn't like and doesn't know the full extent of the laws, that's wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
So red flag laws, you look at this, you may think your neighbor's nuts. He just may be unique. He doesn't necessarily need to be homicidal or suicidal. Hell, if you don't even like your neighbor, what, so you drop a dime on the guy and the police come and take their weapons? Due process is there for a reason. It's so that rights are protected. If you've got the proof, go ahead and execute due process. If it's just a suspicion and you can't get a warrant for it, it shouldn't exist. So red flag laws, yeah, they are unconstitutional. They've got a red flag law would have to reach the highest bar of a standard in order for it to be put into play. And I'm going to go out on a limb with a lot of confidence and say most red flag laws are not written to that level.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't exist. And again, as far as the federal purview on guns, the Second Amendment prohibits them in almost 99.9% of the cases for having an opinion on it,
mm-hmm.
shall not be infringed.
Mm-hmm. Now, 31 members of a group called the Patriot Front, which apparently is an AstroTurf white nationalist group, were arrested in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, over the weekend for conspiracy to riot. Now, they all showed up in their brown uniforms with their khaki pants, and they had masks on and ball caps to cloak their identity, not because they needed to wear masks. And it was really kind of a strange thing to watch. I'm not even sure who this group is, but they say they've gone up against Black Lives Matter and Antifa in certain areas of the country out west.
Well, yeah, the lawsuits should be flying. I'm not saying I'm supporting these guys. I don't know who the hell they are, and I don't know why they were protesting or need to wear uniforms. Sounds a little stormtrooperish to me.
That's what it looked like.
Again, mm-hmm. But then again, wearing black and burning down cities kind of sounds a little stormtrooperish to me as well.
You bet.
And the governments at state, county, municipal, and federal level did nothing when Antifa and BLM did that in Portland, Seattle, L.A., Chicago, and New York. So why are they selectively picking these people to level that against when we know for a fact that BLM, they used to publicize when they were going to do this.
Yep.
Online and in the newspapers.
Yep.
The media trumpeted when they should meet and where. How's that not conspiracy to commit a riot?
Yep.
So, again, and this goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment, the selective enforcement of the law in this country is epidemic. And it is completely ideologically and politically based. If you exist on the left and you want to burn down an inner city, well, that's a peaceful protest. If you want to get in a stupid uniform with a mask and gather just to chant, you're inciting a riot, and it's a conspiracy. Our legal system sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, and it infringes on freedom to assembly and speech, which are First Amendment rights, and it's consistent. So the Department of Justice, what's it about now? It's about political persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much nothing else. Because they certainly aren't enforcing laws to keep people from threatening Supreme Court justices, but they're going ahead with conspiracy to riot charges against a bunch of clowns that want to put on some pretend uniforms and a mask.
Yeah. I'm pretty
you
sure.
Know, so what's the DOJ good for?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that folks are going to love this one. AOC yesterday nervously laughed off a question about endorsing Joe Biden in 2024. She just stood there and laughed. In the meantime,
let's AX go to nervous answers for things that she A doesn't know and B doesn't want to talk about.
In the meantime, some 50 frustrated Democrats say that Biden should be cut loose and not seek re-election at all.
Well, that includes David Axelrod, who
That's
was
right.
Obama's lip sweated guru.
Yep,
you know. Well, when you elect somebody who shouldn't be elected in the first place, you get what you pay for, which is the destruction of the economy, and people get pissed. So, of course, they don't want Biden to run again. And because they put in Kamala Harris to make sure that Biden wouldn't be impeached, they're in real trouble because they can't even run the vice president because she's an idiot. You know, so who are they going to run? Right now, anybody who runs is going to get crushed. Which means they don't get to run the next time either.
Nope.
Maybe they'll wheel out the formaldehyde machine and see if Hillary wants to run again so we can see the giant overbite talk about it takes a village.
I heard her name brought up yesterday on a talk show, and she was the choice of the people on the panel, and I thought, you people are out of your mind.
It's because they got nothing. They've got nothing, and they're going to need someone to get butchered at the polls. So because the fascist left Democrat Party is turned away from the Clintons, why not trot her out there to be put into the buzzsaw?
All right, my friend, we will talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great week.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, we will talk to Frank Salvato again coming up on Friday, so stay tuned for more. In the meantime, check out his website, undergroundusa.com. Coming up, Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. We are back on the Captain's America Third Watch. The hat trick with Patrick, as we like to call it. Or actually, that was Jeff's idea because of the Lightning hockey game. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, for all you folks listening outside the area, they have a phone number, and you can call them at 941-922-2345. And the reason why I say that is because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they will offer installation the local area on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And yes, they got parts, and they can certainly help you out if you're trying to fix your shades, your blinds, or your shutters up there where you're at, wherever you happen to live. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, to the Sports Zone quarterback, Mr. Quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And just to let the audience know, the hat trick means when one player scores three goals in one game, a lot of people throw their hat on the ice. So that's how that came about. So we thought it was kind of a neat thing with the Lightning in the playoffs. And the Lightning going for their third straight Stanley Cup. So they'll be out in Colorado Wednesday to start it out. Should be a great final. The Lightning defense is playing great, and the Colorado Avalanche's offense is playing great. So it should be an exciting match to watch.
And what did we find out yesterday about somebody that had been there five times?
Pat Maroon, man. Four in a row, man. Four in a row for this cat. Is that amazing? It's his fifth time, but four in a row.
Yep.
Pretty neat, man. Pretty neat, you know, and to be instrumental, you know, part of it, too.
Yep.
So he's been a real spark plug for the Lightning and been really helpful, and he doesn't put up with any nonsense. And neither is Steve Stamkos. Those guys come to play, and if you're going to get rough, they're going to get rough back. But Colorado's more of a finesse team, more of a, you know, high-scoring team. So they're going to have their work cut out for them. But if Vasilevskiy keeps playing goalie the way he's been, it'll be a good match, because then it's going to be the equalizer. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure a lot of other people are, too. Funny, a lot of Canadian teams haven't been making the finals lately, Captain, which is ironic in some ways.
Because the Americans finally figured out how to play hockey with Canadian players.
There we go. Good one, Captain. I like it.
Oh,
switching to good old baseball, man. We have the New York Mets won last night 4-1, and hey, man, they are leading the National League East 40-22. There's about 100 games left, Captain. A couple of these teams leading, if they just play 500 ball, which when you're playing 640 ball, 500's not that big of a, you know, drop. You're still going to win, you know, 90 games, and that probably does win the division. Maybe a little bit more, but not much. So, well, St. Louis Cardinals, you know, they have a shot to win the, you know, National League Central. Everybody thought they were going to have a rough year, but they're hanging in there. And the Milwaukee Brew Crew, 34-28. Dodgers, Padres, Giants always fighting it out there. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that division. And then getting into the good old American League, the Yankees, Captain. I mean, they're a 700 pace, man. That's just unheard of, man. 44 wins. Wow. The Blue Jays and Rays are right behind them. And then the Minnesota Twins are leading the Central. And the Houston Astros are leading the West. So that's a update on baseball. That's going to be interesting, Captain. I'll throw something out at you. Now, they do these divisions. They finally got a wild card, which is a good thing, but you can see the discrepancy in the divisions when it comes to wins and losses. Is that something Major League Baseball to take a look at, or just let it be the way it is, Captain?
Well, I think the best team should be in the playoffs in terms of their record, okay? And however they do that is okay with me. If that's the way they figure they can do it, then so be it. If not, then you have to look at something else.
There we go. I like that answer, and I agree 100%. I think we just need to start looking at that in all of sports, getting more of a fair competition committee involved. I think we've lost that. It's turned into...
You're supposed to be playing the best teams against the best teams, not the guy that finished in the basement against the guy that finished up at the top, and then that's unfair to the other team.
Yes, sir. Yep, we agree 100%. Want to do a shout-out to Roy McIlroy. What a great Canadian Open yesterday. What a great golf tournament that was, Captain. So give him credit for coming back. All three of them were playing there to the final wire to see who won it. He wins it for the second time in a row. A lot of,
how about a little NASCAR out west?
Oh, man. You know what? You got to give Suarez. He becomes the first Mexican-born driver to win that.
First win. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, pretty cool. Congratulations to that group. And yeah, got to love that. And then, hey, Newgarden wins the Grand Prix at Road America. But he's, you know, he's been racing very well this past year, so it wasn't a surprise. But still, you got to give credit where credit's due. The Golden State Warriors will face off against the Boston Celtics tonight. And Stephen Curry, he 5-plus threes in four straight games, man. He just shoots that three-point shot like there's nobody's business, Captain. What's your thoughts about the three-point shot? you know.
I like the 3-point shot because back in the day when I was watching the guys with the set shots, Bob Cousy,
yes.
Larry Costello, they were out at the 3-point range or even a little further in some cases, making shots all the time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's interesting. They're talking about maybe the corner shot.
Oh, and Oscar eliminated. Robertson too, for that matter. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the big girl boy. Yep. He was a great player. People don't realize how good of an all-around basketball player he was. You know, it's getting tired.
Yeah, and those guys played basketball. They didn't care about the politics or nothing. They were friends. They got along. Once in a while, yeah. There'd be a little tiff. But guess what? They played basketball. Yeah. They shook hands at the end of the game. Not like this nonsense going on today.
Yeah, it has changed in all of sports. We need to get back to more of a gentleman's attitude. That's where golf been. All those guys were happy for each other. Hey, you beat me, man. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. We all played hard today. That's what.
By the way, I saw a sign yesterday on a barbecue place. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
I won't mention the name of the barbecue place. It wasn't our usual one. It just said barbecue, and then it said, and I quote, "You can smell our butts from a mile away."
Funny.
That was on the billboard. That was actually on the billboard.
I'm sure it offended somebody, though, Captain. Oh, God forbid. I'm sure it offended somebody.
I don't care.
So, there you go. Well, we give a little power to the PC.
That was on a billboard in the local area. So, you know, give me a break.
It's just being cute, man.
I know.
Just trying to have funny. You know, there's a place up in the Carolina called Butts on the River is
yeah.
the barbecue place. You know, it's just cute. Come on, man. Let's all relax and enjoy life a little bit and treat people the way we want to be treated, Captain. And, you know, that's what I like to do with insurance and when I meet people. I try to just help them out. You know that about me, Captain. I don't high pressure sell them. I just try to get them the right plan, tailor-made for them.
No, you just grab them by the throat and say, buy this or else. I mean, no.
Oh, that's funny. He does. He goes, no, can't do that. I just share with you, man. I teach. I try to coach. You know, look, here's your options. Here's what you can do to protect your family. Here's what you can do to protect your, you know, income here. Veterans benefits, insurance benefits. Give me a call. My name's Pat Scott. I'm easy going. You can see I have fun. But when it comes to getting serious, Monday through Friday during the work week, I get serious. I get the right insurance plan for you. I help out the veterans get their best benefits. My name's Patrick Hyland. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. I might be able to save you some money, and if not, I'll give you the peace of mind that what you currently have is the best for you. A lady called me last week, Captain, from the show. Said, hey, Patrick, can you help me? I said, you know what? I can't beat what you currently have because of your situation. Stay with what you have. She says, thank you for being on. She said, absolutely. Just refer somebody to me and have them call me at 813-966-1052. Patrick Allen, Captain, God bless you. We'll talk Wednesday about the upcoming Stanley Cup some more.
Unless I see you Tuesday. Unless I see you Tuesday. Later, Gator. Okay. Patrick Allen, the insurance quarterback, sports quarterback. He does all of the above and gets out there with everybody that's floating around there. And we have a great time when he does show up over there at Mr. Barbecue on Tuesdays. He's the life of the party. We all go, he did it. He points you to the big guy down at the end of the corner there. That's him. But anyway, I'll be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a great show, a great Monday. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. I'll see y'all somewhere today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.